from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Dukes and Bell live at Taco Mac, Dallas Highway in Marietta. Let's talk to our man Grant McCauley. Lots of stuff going on with our Braves. First and foremost, what's going on with this rotation? Ian Anderson scratched. He's going to be used later. How later are we talking about? Grant, fill us in on the latest with Ian Anderson.
Yeah, I think they've just finally gotten to that point in his rehab where he could be a viable candidate to come up and help accomplish what the Braves have wanted to accomplish throughout the year, which was create extra rest for their starters, specifically Chris Sale and Ronaldo Lopez. So we know Lopez is out right now. I still think the Braves would like to utilize as much as they can, since there aren't very many off days, trying to find an extra arm that can come in and help out. It looks like by pushing his start to the end of the week, or pushing his start to Friday, that it would line him up to be able to help in the San Francisco series should they call on him. So nothing major, to get alarmed about in terms of, oh, no, are we dealing with another thing? It doesn't sound like that. But obviously for Ian Anderson, this is a major development if he's knocking on the door of rejoining this club for the first time since late in 2022.
I know it's been the big ifs. You know, if Michael, Money Harris comes back and can hit, if Ozzie can come back sooner than later, this is ahead of schedule based on, Grant, what you and I and Carl were talking about, back in the spring. So that's some good news. We also saw today, Grant, and it's a story which is, I don't know how much you know about it, but John Heyman, who of course covers MLB, says he's hearing, or at least feels, that maybe there's a chance after the contract ends for Snicker, he's going to walk away after 25.
Well, I think you just kind of have to look at a few things there. And I won't say that is indicative of really anything that wouldn't be criteria that you would have to consider based on where he is in life. Like, Brian Snitker spent 4 decades as a minor league manager and a coach on Bobby Cox's staff for a number of years as well. But he was, to say late bloomer in terms of being a big league manager would be putting it lightly. He has been a great story. But as he does get older, I'm sure he's got other criteria, other things in life that he would like to check off. I have not heard, nor have I asked Snit about his plans beyond the 2025 season. And that'll be something that I think, he may be feeling some kind of way right now. And who knows what happens the rest of this year? Who knows what happens next year that might have the Braves continue to go forward with that relationship and the current arrangement beyond that. But I don't think, and this is just based on the number of contracts, extensions that he has signed in his time with the Braves since taking over in 2016, it wasn't like he was like, oh, I need a 5-year deal because I need that certainty to know that I'm going to be around. Instead, he has gone a year, 2 years, 3 years at a time, and it's just worked out. And I think that he's been pretty committed to that. And we'll see how much longer he wants to go forward because, obviously, he has a pretty big say in this whole thing.
Bryce Elder was terrible last night, Grant. 3 2/3, yeah. Literally a week after going 6 1/3 and looking like, hey, I can handle this lineup. He didn't last night. I don't think he gave us a shot at all, not alone. Not only that, but the fact that we didn't hit. So, look, it's hard to just say we're going to when we haven't in the last 27 innings scored a run. What can you say? What, and I, you know, speaking of Snit, I said this earlier, Grant. I feel bad for him because you start thinking about, hey, what else can I do? There's nothing else he can do. He's tried different lineups. Right. He's tried different rotations. So where are we at with this? Because I am starting to lose faith that this team is going to be able to do the things we think they can come playoff time.
Well, I mean, they've got to prove it, right? And to this point, this has not been any version of prove it that the Braves set out for in 2024. This is a club that started out hot and has essentially treaded water. And let's give credit where it's due, by and large, because of what the pitching staff has done. So as much as we can look at last night and say, oh, Bryce Elder had a bad start, you know, he didn't get the job done, the Braves were shut out for the second consecutive game, and that scoreless inning streak is up to 24. Let's hope it doesn't get to 27, but if it does, you know, that's just more indicative of what this offense has been. The first time they've been shut out in back-to-back days, I believe, in a decade. That's the kind of thing that we just didn't expect to see coming into this year. But we've talked about that. Brian Snicker's talked about that. He's been asked about that. And I know he caught some flack on social media. I was watching, you know, the reaction to his commentary, like, oh, are you just now noticing? Have you not been paying attention? Yes, he's been paying attention. He knows. But he's also tried to maintain a faith in the talent level that the Braves have, even with some of the injuries they sustained, to be better than they are. But it's not going to do him or anybody else any good to just come out and say, hey, we're terrible every single time that they lose. I mean, you have to have some kind of emotional regulation, and that unfortunately falls on him, you know, for better or for worse. So I don't, you know, there are no answers. There's not some secret formula lineup that's just sitting underneath, you know, locked away in a safe somewhere at Truist Park that Brian Snitker is going to roll out and be able to fix this lineup. It's going to come with guys like Austin Riley have figured it out. Marcelo Ozuna's been great. Can Jorge Soler get going? Is Matt Olson finally out of his funk? Then you factor in, as you talked about, Mike, the comebacks of some injured players. There are a lot of variables here, but I will say this until I'm blue in the face, because apparently that's what I need to say, maybe just so that it you know, pushes it out into the universe. But you just never know what can happen if you get hot at the right time. But clearly, and to Carl's point, that time has been pushed further and further down the road than I think anybody had rightfully expected coming into this year.
Now, I just think, as Grant McCauley joins us, guys, we're live here at Taco Mac in Marietta. I just thought that, you know, Snicker did such an amazing job in 21 in juggling the lineups in the right time to move Rosario here or Soler, that I was never going to get back on his back. I mean, it's not his fault that his general manager didn't give enough pitching 2 years ago. You know, when they lose to the Phillies, or last year, the team just goes ice cold. You cannot. Snicker, I mean, they would have been talking about him like, you know, the legendary managers of all time for this run. So I'm with you. I used to be one of those sports talk like Sparky the Sportscast, you're going to kill the manager. You're rolling out Merrifield and Kelnick and Rosario at this stage of his career. This is not what we were expecting. Meanwhile, Soler, is Soler going to catch some fire? And I know I asked you this yesterday, but you still believe Soler is the best chance at number one? You wouldn't try Money Harris?
No, I wouldn't, and that's not to say that they won't or that they shouldn't or that they, you know, haven't thought about it, but we're in small sample size theater with Jorge Soler. I mean, he has been over here for, what, a week? Obviously, he'd love to have had a better week, a bigger week. So would several guys in that lineup, for that matter, especially over the last 3 days, where the Braves went from a club that all of a sudden felt like, and I know we've been on this ride before, maybe they're trending in the right direction. The Phillies, they're taking on a little bit of water. Maybe we're going to have ourselves a race down the stretch. And then you go out and split that series with the Marlins. You get blanked by the Brewers. And you got to put it on the offense. And there's nothing Brian Snitker can do to make them hit more. I don't think it's the manner of how they're lined up. I think he's utilizing players based on their resume. And as he would say, the back of their baseball card, which would prove that they've been good for a while, where they should be. So, you know, as much as I'd love to continue on telling you that I've got some version of the answers, I just didn't expect this kind of thing. I know that Brian Snicker didn't. I'm sure that the Braves didn't. It's not to say they can't or won't figure it out, but it is getting late at this point. And in baseball season, I feel like it's early till it's late. And now we're in the dog days of summer. We're heading down that stretch. We're in the second half. You know, it's not a matter of months left in the season. It's a matter of weeks left. And the Braves definitely need to try to trend in that right direction so that they give themselves a chance to do what they set out to do. And that's something special come October.
Grant, are they going to continue to try to get Sale and Charlie Morton extra rest? How are they going to operate with this?
Can they afford that?
I don't think it's so much on Charlie. Charlie's been pretty much on his regular, you know, every fifth day. But Sale, absolutely. And I think that the proof is in the numbers that he has put up. I don't know that this is going to need to be a thing going forward for every year that he's here. But coming off a five-year stretch the way that he was with, you know, one major injury, I think, and then some fluky stuff that cropped up as well, I think you just wanted to take the precautions that you could to get Chris Sale to be able to have this kind of performance. I think he's benefited from this rest. I think that that's a big reason why the Braves rotation has been able to stabilize with no Spencer Strider is a Cy Young caliber performance by Chris Sale. So who am I to argue with the strategy of what the Braves are doing? And a lot of this, I think we all have to come back and look at it and say, what would this rotation be doing if you did have a healthy Spencer Strider right now? Maybe that plan would have been different. Maybe they would come off of it a little bit more if they felt like they had more stability.
Yeah. All right, Grant, like we said, man, you know, we got that. I don't know. It was a false hope. The losing two to the Marlins just was such a body blow. But as Grant just laid out, man, Ian Anderson now ahead of schedule. Maybe now Ozzie Albies ahead of schedule. So if you're looking for some things to hang your hat on, I guess that's all we got for now.
Yeah, and we'll see what they're able to do. I mean, everybody wants to see results. I know that, you know, as much as we've talked about it and tried to figure it out ourselves, I think it's Freddie Gonzalez who said this a while back, is nobody wants to hear the labor pains. They just want to see the baby. And for the Braves, it feels like they're about 9.5 months pregnant on this offense, and they need to get something delivered.
Grant, we will see what happens tonight, my friend. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you again.
Take care, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.